ヨワカイラジオ。
皆さんこんにちは、そしてこんばんは。今日もヨワカイラジオをお送りいたします。ヨワカイラジオは問題解決を学んだ世界中に広がる1万人の皆さんと斉藤先生をつなぐ心と心の架け橋です。この番組のホストは斉藤健一先生、そしてお相手するのは私ユッキーです。それではそろそろ始めたいと思います。皆さんこんにちは、そしてこんばんは。斉藤先生、今日もよろしくお願いいたします。
よろしくお願いいたします。
斉藤先生、前回の京都でのヨワカイラジオ150回記念収録、お疲れ様でございました。
いえいえ、皆さんこそお疲れ様でした。
はい、とっても素晴らしい場所で、ね、素晴らしい方々ととても素敵な時間が過ごせましたね。
本当楽しかったです。ありがとうございます。
私も、はい、私服の時でございました、ね、本当にありがとうございました。はい、記念品としてヨワカイラジオの6回分を特別編集して記念冊子を作ったのですが、
そう、素晴らしい、
はい、素晴らしかったですね、うん、あれ、あの友人ですとか、あのちょっと家族とかにも見せたら、すごいね、
うん、すごいすごい、
はい、言われました。はい、うん、でそれを作るために私もラジオを何度も聞き直して、あの学び直しができました。
ああ、なるほど、
はい、
すごいな。
はい、斉藤先生のお話をですね、こうやってオンエアの時に聞くのも、うん、収録の時に聞くのもいいんですけども、150回以上聞けたことは本当に素晴らしい財産だなと実感しましたし、うん、あと文字で読むとですね、再発見があることにも気づきました。
それはその通りかも、
はい、あ、確かにこう言ってたなとかですね。はい、そうですね、
僕何にも覚えてないで。
いい、そんなことは、はい、うん、思い出してくださいっていうのも、あ、こんなこと言ってたなっていうのを、はい、先生にも思い出してもらいつつ、まあ、先生よりももっと大勢の方に先生の問題解決の極意を知っていただきたいなと思いまして、うん、これまで音声で紹介してきたこのヨワカイラジオを書き起こして、はい、冊子にどんどんしていこうと思って思いまして。
すごいな、素晴らしいことね、
はい、特別編集版だけではなく、はい、あれは良かったものです
か。良かった、良かった。
はい、そちらを手伝ってくださる方も今募集をしているところです。
あ、
今ね、鋭意作り、あの
なんかたくさん集まってるっていう話聞いたんやけど、
ですけれども、まだまだ150回分ですからね、もっと募集をして、はい、どんどん作っていこうかなと思って。
いや、それ全部やんの、
やろうかなと思っています。せっかくの財産です。
いや、ひょっとしたら俺死ぬかもしれない
から、そんなことないです。
早いこと、
そんなことないです。
あ、
なんか、はい、
気にしすぎ、
はい、
あ、そう、
だったら、まあ、いいですけどあのせっかくの財産なので
だよな、
はい、
なんか怪しいな。
いやいやいや、生かそうと思いまして、はいはい、斉藤先生、これからも問題解決をまだまだあの学ばせていただければと思います。はい、というわけで斉藤先生、はい、本日もよろしくお願いいたします。
よろしくお願いいたします。
今回のゲストはヨワカイラジオ初の試みとして外国人のゲストをお迎えしています。はい、私はだいぶ緊張しています。
言語に日本語でしょ。
ちょっと緊張していますって書いてるんですけど、だいぶ緊張しています。はい、ドキドキです。はい、
ほんまやな。
はい、はい、では早速ご紹介したいと思います。
はい、はい、はい、
はい、では Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce today's guest, Mr. Deepak Jha from India.
うわー、じゃあ、じゃあちゃんっていうの、じゃあどうすんのみたいな。
Mr. Deepak ですか。
いや、じゃあ名前が Deepak、
Deepak、
名字がじゃ
あ Deepak やろ。
Deepak、
Deepak、
はい、okay. はい、Welcome to ヨワカイラジオですね。
Right. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to ヨワカイラジオ。
This is the first time. First try.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
はい、
for your coming.
So, Deepak さんに、could you introduce yourself?
Yes.
Shortly.
Right. So, good evening, Saito-san and everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Deepak Jha, and I am from India.Just to briefly introduce myself, I have, from the education side, I have done bachelor's in information technology and then master's in international business. And my interest is on the international business engagement and on the global side of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I have worked with many different parts of the world's MNC. Mm. Like, you know, I am associated with NEC since last 11 years now. But before that, I have worked with British Telecom or HPE, mm-hmm. so like that type of organization, mm-hmm. which is like UK, US-based organization. And, you know, it was great working experience with all these different types of organization. Very recently, I have relocated back to Tokyo, Japan, and it is my honor, and I'm very pleased to be part of this Yowakai radio podcast today. Mm-hmm. It is a great honor for me. So thanks a lot for having me here.
Thank you very much.
And today, I am really very interested to know your approach and the points or the methodology for problem solving, you know, and need some thought process from your side, how in a particular scenario we would be able to tackle the situation and solve certain problems.
Oh, I see.
Please ask Mr. Saito.
Yeah. So my question, Saito-san, to you is, as I said, I have worked with various different mm-hmm. type of MNCs, mm-hmm. right? What I have observed, particularly working with the Japanese organization, is there are different teams working for the same goal, right? Mm. But all these different teams work in their silos, which I have not observed in the other MNCs, right? Mm. There is a common goal, we call it organization goal, than the team or the group goal, right? Whereas at many times, we have seen the feelers that there are discussions or the work which is happening that is very limited and teams works very silo. Mm. And I personally believe that when people work together, right, as a team and collaborate, mm. It is very easy to achieve the organizational goal and mm. we would be able to tackle complex solution.
Yeah.
So is that a common behavior or observation? Or it is something which I have felt that way. So that is my first question.
Oh.
And I would like to seek your thought and, in such case, if we observe that, how we will bring team together and, so that we can work as a team to achieve the organizational goal.
Right.
So that is that is something where I would like to seek your guidance.
Right. I think your question is a very good question. I mean, that is a problem of Japanese corporations. And in fact, probably you know that Japan has been an ungrowing country.
Yes.
And I was thinking for the reasons why that happened, and lots of reasons. But in short, it is the problems of individuals. Individual people are comparing to other countries' people used to say Japanese is in general, especially company people, are lacking of hungriness. Everyone like you and my people and my comrades here, they are seeking for the growth, right? But according to the statistics of Japan, Japan has, actually lost last 33 years after a burst of bubble economy in 1990. After that, corporations, not only GDP, but also corporations are not growing. I was wondering why, right? So, and I said, it is probably people is talking about that is because of politics, because of management, but I don't say that. Maybe people can say, but most of the issue, critical issue, coming from the corporations, and which means corporation is a bunch of the collection of the people within that corporation. So I was wondering what they are doing. So I have been in the consulting industry for last nearly 45 years or so. So I have been looking at a lot of corporations and meeting lots of management people as well as normal people, including those out of fresh out of college, new hires people. Japanese, let's talk about interesting things I found these days. In Japan, people talking about strategy. Even TV casters and journalism, they are using the word strategy. But strategy is not what they are thinking. What they are saying is just working measures, I would say, like what I use, working measures, means they need a plan to do business operations, and in order to make plan, they try to think about how they think plan. Their business plan is based on maybe target setting, right? That is very much different of strategy building. So in other words, strategy, what we say, is based on data analysis and the interview to the customers and end users. And based on those numbers, these are the facts, and we try to understand what's happening there. And interestingly, people is talking about this is an issue. And of course, Japanese people saying that it's an issue. But the issue is different from critical issues, right? Issues, what we define, is very specific things. And Japanese in general, as well as the people in the global arena, I think people are not well trained in terms of logic for problem solving. Maybe some people have been learning for the logic in terms of learning logics, like a philosophy related matters. So Japanese, in general, Japanese sense of strategy building is totally different based on past successful experience. It's the one Japanese like. Because interestingly, before World War II, it's 1945, right? The people in Japan, we called, they are the long history, very good, well-trusted corporations. Maybe the companies in that time frame, maybe the about 20% of total current corporation in the stock market. And after World War II and the burst of bubble economy, what they are doing, because, you know, as you know, the Japan failed in the World War II, so due to government initiatives, investing specifically to infrastructures to rebuild Japan economy. And our ancestors and our senpais, the seniors, they have been working very hard based on the manufacturing sectors. And so Japanese people could succeed in manufacturing industries. They are, what they have been doing after 1945 to 1990, this duration is 45 years, just they have been following to what their senpai, senior people, what they have been doing, just imitating what they have done. So they have no chance to learn strategy. Right? After burst of bubble economy, currently about maybe less than 40% of current corporation in the stock market, what they have done, those people is after burst of bubble economy, they have been a very tough time, spending a tough time, yet they learned internet, they learned new technology, and they just announcing, we have this kind of business model, and we have technology. Who'd like to work with us? So young people, they find out old company, long history company is not interesting. So they try to get into those new business model corporations. They need a strategy, they don't need. They just need business model and technology and people, especially young people. Yeah. So looking back to the history of Japanese corporations, there's no chance to feel the necessity of strategy. That they use strategy, but they just need business target, and they try to follow what their seniors has been doing. That is my observation. And also, then why Japan didn't learn to study strategy? In the early 1900, the strategy concept started from the US. Right? And in fact, 1926, James O. McKinsey started McKinsey and Company in Chicago. It is nearly 100 years ago. And this McKinsey and Company is trying to develop strategy, which means to grow corporations' sales. That is their target. That's why they are very much keen about strategy. So strategy means they need to learn from the fact and from the customers. That is, and also the, I didn't go to a business school, so I don't know, but listening to what those people who graduated business school, the American business school is very much targeting on the global approaches. Instead, in Japan, first management department is established in Kobe University in 1949. But the original concept and the essence of the management is coming from the United States. But those people, I think, in Japanese scholars, developing those concept of strategies and management, they were trying to think about Japanese corporation, for Japanese corporation, what kind of theory is needed. So the concept as to the strategy means need to grow the company, is the basis of the importance. So that is a difference. So back to your questions, lots of team is maybe created in especially large corporations, and they have their own goal. Although they said there's a, say, you know, company's mission, maybe mission statement is very clearly defined in U.S. corporations, maybe Europe, but in Japan, rather than a mission statement, they are following somewhat the founder's philosophy or founder's way of thinking. So they need to follow that those founders' philosophy rather than mission statement. Therefore, I think a Japanese corporation is lacking a mission statement concept. So they don't create. I'm asking them, why don't you create your own mission? You can create easily. But they don't do that. So then if the next big issue is if suppose some corporation develops a mission statement, next thing is very difficult and big problems. If we have mission, corporate mission, we need to develop a department mission. And then afterwards, those management people in the department, they need to develop their own role to achieve those department mission. And if they can identify role of their management style, then they have to narrow down, break down those role into the specific actions. That is the way of thinking. But in order to do so, they need to learn logic. I don't know if you are familiar with logic in problem solving. Like what we say, inductive reasoning is very difficult concept. Never learned. Japanese didn't learn. And so far as I know, overseas people didn't learn. And also, of course, deductive reasoning, they have never learned. And in order to break down those mission statements, we need to have understandings of deductive reasoning way of thinking. But nobody learned. So lots of people, I'm asking even the engineering company, what's your problems? And they said lots of things, maybe 100 things, specific things. And I am asking, okay, 100. So what that mean? How do you read conclusion, critical issues of 100 issues? Nobody cannot do that because they don't learn inductive reasoning, logic. And of course, deductive reasoning. Well, another example is very interesting one. Most of Japanese corporations, the top management, what top management is saying to their employees, most cases, that's very reasonable. And I think, oh, that's great. But the second level directors has to really understand it and try to develop specific action plan. They can do that because they don't have ideas how to break down that concept. So the top management saying it's brilliant message, but what they have been doing is just sending that top management message to the low-level employees. So nothing happened. So each team, they may have some final goal or mission, something, but what they are doing is different from originally, that is not a good word. Unless they really understand the missions and the directions of the corporations, and they really, if they do not understand specific programs to achieve to that program, missions and final goal, if they don't have that, just they are following what their bosses, direct bosses, asking them. If direct bosses are really understanding top management saying and they have clear ideas how to achieve that mission, then that's working. But they can do that because they do not understand that logic, inductive reasoning and deductive reasoning. And in addition, these days I'm talking to the people in the corporations. Like even maybe like NEC and the other big corporations. I know lots of brilliant people are in the corporation. They have their plan. They have established a way of doing business. Why they are not making good profit? And once when McKinsey and Company, or a good consulting company, we call a strategy-oriented consulting company, when they enter, they are invited by those companies. And after 6 months or 9 months, 1 year, sales is going to grow. Why is that? And people say, well, maybe because you are smarter than the people in those companies. No, never happened. Why that happened? Usually when we propose what you should do, unless you do this, your company will not make profit. What we are suggesting, recommending them is for them new things, new business approach. That is new. They have never done before in the last 50 years or 100 years. They have never done such kind of activities. Then why we can think of those new approach? That is becoming from new data. People in the corporations, interestingly, they say we have lots of data, but from our standpoint of view, even they say they have huge data, but for us, maybe you are lacking about 40% of data. Of 100%, 100% means we need 100% of data, otherwise we cannot find out real critical issue. So the companies, for the last long history, they are accustomed to the numbers they have collected. So they are thinking of based on the numbers and the information they have generated last corporate history. But we are other people, so therefore, just we are thinking, well, actually, specifically saying when we are invited by the company, in the first 3 weeks, I asked my people, get readily available data, that's fine, and draw charts. I like to visual charts. I can think of reading and just looking at that chart. And first 3 weeks, I asked Ryan, I'd like to see your customer. So introduce me maybe 3, 4, 5 customers, and I go and interviewed. And I found out, oh, based on those limited charts and based on those limited interviews, I can structure logic and I could imagine, oh, this could be the critical issue of this company, which makes this company not growing. So if that is hypothesis, but because we know how to use deductive reasoning, so hypothesis here, in order to prove this hypothesis, we need to testify these 3 points, 3 boxes, logic. And these boxes, in order to verify this first box, we need to clarify these 3 points. In other words, when we have a hypothesis, using deductive reasoning approach, we can just narrow it down to maybe 200 data items. And I ask clients, we need this 100 data items. They said, sorry, we don't have that. Just we can cover 60%, but remaining 40%, they have never seen before. So that is our approach. So the fact-based interviews and the logic, these are the must. And these are the must, but we have never learned. We means Japanese people and also American, European, and you. When I was teaching in China, brilliant Chinese girl translated all what I'm saying in Japanese, okay, and using Chinese translated documents. First time, Chinese people say, oh, we don't need logic. We know everything. We don't need to learn logic. We know. But I started to tell them, their face is changing. Oh, wait a minute, what is that? So maybe this problem-solving approach is very new. And that's why even within the McKinsey company, when we hired a new consultant candidate from brilliant business school, they have to be trained this problem-solving approach. So what I'm saying is Japan, based on the history, based on the their mentality concerning about strategy and experience-based approach, and this fact-based approach is totally understandable things. I have been talking about lots about this kind of things more fluently in Japanese, but people do not understand. So those people, they were students when I was teaching at the business school. People say, my student is over 24,000. And I would say, maybe 30% of students I taught are very good people. They can solve their own corporate problems and find out solutions. But 70%, even they got same teaching from me, but they didn't do that. They can't do that. And recently, I tried to understand what's the difference. Even in the corporations, maybe 20 people selected and joined to my teaching, and I found out theoretically 30% is okay, but 70% not okay. They are not stupid. They seem to be good, but I found out the difference is 70% of people is they believe most important things is to memorize all what books saying or professors saying. That is the Japanese education system. So nothing to do with academic career, nothing to do with sex, nothing to do with age, nothing to do with experience. The solution to me, all what I should do is developing problem solvers, developing good students, and they could change their organization. That's why I have devoting my all energy and time, even cooking food, for those people. That's why, like you, showing interest in understanding problem solving, and maybe joining this team, and feel what kind of thought we are, oh, that's great things. That's why when I was asked, some people, they say, we don't have budget. No problem. You know, if so long as you like to change yourself for, not for you, but for your company and for your society, for your region and country, oh, I would love to. Teach you. That's problem, world of problem solving. So what we are saying, the big Japanese sumi writing there is problem solving is the way of living. Did I answer your question?
I think a lot. I think there are a couple of things which I am going to learn and take out from what you have mentioned, especially the logical thinking part you have mentioned,
yeah.
The deductive approach, and also I am going to learn about that.
Yeah, and also I'm urging the people learn how to conduct interviews.
Yes.
Interviews is the very need logical thinking and always thinking about the people who are you are interviewing.
Yes.
I say don't use the word hearing. Hearing is one way.
Yeah.
Interview is both ways, and especially cultivating other people's wisdom.
And in fact, interestingly, you mentioned the last part about approach of learning, right? Like remembering things.
Yeah.
And then there is a very good Indian movie called Three Idiots, I think. This movie, it is totally based on what you have mentioned.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it is a very nice movie. If you get time and if you like watching movie, I would recommend to watch, because this actually shows that the difference between person who is top-notch in terms of learning, remembering everything,
yeah,
versus a person who is a problem solver, and how their career goes. It is very, very good movie to watch, I think.
I should know that. Yeah.
So when you have, when you were saying about that, I was correlating that in the back of my mind, you know, with that movie, that this is what exactly I have seen movie also. So.
Is it, which country is movie?
It is Indian movie called Indian
movie. Is that right?
Three Idiots.
Three Idiots.
Yes, very nice movie.
When that film made?
Maybe 2008.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is very interesting movie. Like, I was exactly relating what you were saying in that.
That should be translated, and everyone should see it.
For the good questions, so I learned the essence of the problem-solving approach of Mr. Saito's もう本当に斉藤先生の、あの問題解決のコンセプトというかエッセンスをですね、英語ですごくあの今日は英語の勉強をしているのか、あの問題解決の勉強をしているのかわからないぐらい、これは保存版として私は聞こうと思います、はい、あのディーパクさんの Good Question のおかげですね、はい、Thank you very much、we really appreciate you join our Yowakai Radio. Thank you very much.
Yowa, 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 I will be with you. Okinawa,
Yowakai Radio. それでは皆さん、また次回お耳にかかりましょう。お相手は斉藤圭一先生と私ユッキーでした。
いつも通じ合う沖縄になる。